This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Petersburg Borough Assembly will consider an opinion on a draft Senate bill that would give federal land to five Southeast communities: Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, Haines, and Tenakee Springs. As KFSK's Angela Denning reports, these communities were left out of the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, which transferred millions of acres to Native corporations all over the state.
Petersburg Assemblymember Chelsea Tremblay wanted to discuss the topic as a follow-up to requests from Native leaders last December, asking for the borough's support.
I just wanted to bring this to us because we hadn't ever talked about it as an assembly, and they're asking for our input as an assembly.
Tremblay says she felt like there was some urgency to getting a message to D.C. and U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who is on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs.
This is a pretty important topic to be talking about now, and it will be coming at us more in the future.
Mayor Mark Jensen agreed, saying it would affect not only the Native groups, but other communities in the area.
I think this is something that's going to take quite a bit of vetting or looking into it to get all of the pros and cons.
Nearly five decades ago, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act transferred 44 million acres of land to 13 regional Native corporations and over 200 village corporations. The five Southeast communities were left out.
For no good reason. There was no definitive reason.
Cecilia Tavaliro is the president of the Southeast Alaska Landless Corporation, which has been working to get corporations and land for the few decades. She's also a Petersburg tribal member. She says it is a human rights issue.
When we see other people who are suffering, not being treated equally, it's not a good feeling, especially if you're the one that is the target of that.
A 1993 study by the Institute of Social and Economic Research with the University of Alaska found no significant difference between the five landless communities and others included in ANCSA. Tavaliro says the newly formed corporations would be able to pursue culture camps, educating the young people about traditions like preparing foods and dancing. It would also create jobs and new infrastructure in the communities. Todd Antioquia agrees.
Professional services, they need utilities, they need construction.
Antioquia is with the group Alaska Natives Without Lands, which is campaigning for the new legislation.
If you look at communities, even in the Southeast here, like Goldbelt and Juneau or Hunatotum and the village of Huna, for instance, in the 48 years of their existence have just contributed in such amazing ways to their community through not only job development, but community spend.
Similar bills have been tried in D.C. before, backed by Alaska's congressional delegation. This latest Senate bill includes specific maps with land selected by the communities, equaling about 115,000 acres. The Tongass National Forest has about 17 million acres by comparison. The bill is still in draft form, and Petersburg Assemblymember Bob Lynn says there are still many unknowns.
There is a tremendous amount of questions yet to be answered that I don't see answers for here.
Lynn attended the recent Alaska Municipal League meeting over the phone and said Murkowski referenced the legislation, saying there were still legal questions that needed to be answered. Taylor Norheim is the only Petersburg tribal member on the assembly. He told the others that the land selection is not to keep people from accessing areas.
Just so it's out there, the tribe has no interest in cutting people off from access to the land. If the tribe gets this land, they're not going to say no white people allowed. That's not what they're doing.
Tavaliro agreed.
All the other communities with the village and urban corporations, they allow public access to the lands. Nobody wants to deprive anyone of anything.
Assemblymember Lynn asked if the borough administration can find out more details on the timeline of the draft bill. Mayor Jensen said that assembly should plan to have public comment before the group drafts any opinion letter. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
And for KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.